The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 5th Chapter, Text Number 11, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in June of 1969 at the New Vrindavan Farm Community.
Tadvada visarga janadaga viplava jasmin pratislokam avaddavattapi Namani Anantas Sajasam Kitaniya Sinanti Dayanti Ginanti Sada. The other day we discussed about literature which is very nicely composed from literary point of view or poetic or rhetoric, very nicely, but if there is no description of the absolute truth or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that sort of literature is enjoyed by a class of men who are compared with the crows that we have discussed. It is simply wasting time, valuable time of the human life, to divert our attention to such ordinary literature. They are called Grammakatha. In Sanskrit language it is called Grammakatha. Grammakatha means any book, any poetry or any novel or any drama. There is some hero and heroine, man or woman, about their loving affairs, tragedy, comedy, like that. Actually, it is Grammakatha, the same thing as we are experiencing daily. Ahara nidra bhayamaitam, is eating, sleeping, making, that's all. What is the value of such literature? What do you gain by that? No, simply mental agitation. And if it is sex literature, then it is very appealing. So, that means it is something like Havisha Kritnava, just like if you offer fuel on the fire will go on and it will consume as much as you go on giving fuel. But there is no shanti. The fire will never be extinguished. But actually, what we want, what is the mission of our life, what is the aim of our life, we are hankering after shanti or peace. So that sort of literature will not give us any peace. It will simply agitate the mind. Therefore, those who are Paramhansas, those who have understood the essence of this cosmic manifestation, they are not interested in such literature. On the other hand, it is said that tadbhāda visarga janatāga viplava. Vināpi patacādujya bhagavat jasa pradhānaṁ vacaṁ. Siddhāsāmi gives known. That there may not be any poetic, metaphorical, or analogical, ornamental language, but vināpi patacādujya. Patacādujya, pada means composition. In every language, there are rules and regulations for composing poetry or prose, grammatical, rhetorical. So in such knowledge, even without such knowledge, padachātujyam, bhagavad desa pradhāna, just like we chant Hare Krishna. So, we are not training our student anyway about musical science, that we have to chant in this way or that way, we have to dance in this way or that way. Without any musical knowledge, without any poetic understanding, even a child can take part in it and he becomes immediately absorbed in ecstasy. Why? This is because we are chanting the glories of the Lord. So it does not require any artificial musical knowledge or dancing knowledge. Out of your own ecstasy, you'll dance, you'll chant. You don't require to study. Just like our playing of mridanga. Nobody has gone to an expert mridanga player to learn it. Whatever I play, I sing, I never studied under some expert teacher. But by practice, chanting, it may be melodious, it may be very nice or not, that doesn't matter. We are not concerned about that, whether it is appealing to the people or not. It will appeal. There is no doubt about it. But we don't require to divert our attention on this thing. Simply because there is glorification of the Lord, it will be palatable. Just like Parikrit Maharaj said, bhavoshadhi chotra mano virama kautam sloka gunanu badat virajjati vina pasuna. Parikrit Maharaj, when he was hearing about Bhagavat from Sukadeva Goswami, he expressed his experience. Oh, what is that? Nidvitta tarsai rupagiyamana. This chanting or understanding of the pastimes of Krishna, uttama sloka gunanuvad. Whatever we are reading in the Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam or we are chanting, the subject matter is glorifying the Lord, who is called Uttama Sloka. Uttama Sloka. Sloka means verse. And Uttama means transcendental or very nice. So whenever we offer some prayer, read some literature, Bhagavad, the verses are composed in very nice words and systematically. In Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find every slok, the topmost literary composition, topmost, full of meaning, full of philosophy, in every line you will find. So, Parikrit Maharaj said that this transcendental vibration, uttama sloka gunanubhava. Gunanubhava means glorifying the transcendental quality. When we say that Krishna or God is nirgun, nirgun means quality. So when we say, that is explained in Bhagavad Gita, nirguna guna bhaktrishta, he is nirguna, but he is also enjoyer of qualities. What does it mean? That Krishna is not within the material qualities of goodness, passion or ignorance. All his qualities are transcendent. not different from it. Therefore, he is a glorification of the transcendental qualities can be chanted who are already in the transcendental platform, others cannot. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj says, nirvitta tarsai. Nirvitta means already finished, completely finished. What is that? Finish Krishna. Krishna means hankari. One who has finished his material hankari, they can chant his transcendental glorification of the Lord. Others can. Just like in our Sankirtan movement, you are taking so much excessive pleasure. Others will say, what these people are doing? Crazy fellow, they're dancing and beating some drum. They feel like that. Because they are hankering for material enjoyment is not finished. Actually, this transcendental name of Krishna, God, can be chanted in liberated state. Therefore, we prescribe while chanting, there are three stages. The offensive stage, liberated stage, and actually on the platform of love of Godhead stage. That is the perfectional stage by chanting. In the beginning, we chant in offensive stage, the 10 kinds of offenses. That does not mean that we shall not chant. Even there are offenses, we shall go on chanting. The chanting will help me to get out of all offenses. Of course, we must take care that we may not commit offenses. Therefore, this list of 10 kinds of offenses are given. We should try to avoid. And as soon as it is offenseless chanting, then it is liberated stage. That is liberated stage. And after liberated stage, the chanting will be so pleasing, because that is in the transcendental platform, that actual love of Krishna and God will be realized. But the same thing, the chanting, in the offensive stage is chanting, and the liberated stage is chanting. But in the mature stage, just like Rupa Goswami, he used to say that, what shall I chant with one tongue? And what shall I hear with 2 ears? In millions of years I had, in millions of tongue I had, then I could chant and hear. Because they are in liberated stage. But we should not be dejected for that purpose. We should continue with perseverance. So sadhaja. Usahat means with enthusiasm. And dhojya, dhaja means perseverance, patience. It's nishchat. Nishchat means with firm determination, yes. I have begun chanting, maybe there are offenses, but if I continue, Krishna will be pleased to place me on the transcendental platform when I shall release. What is this chanting, Hare Krishna? Just like Vishwanatha Chakravarti has given that the mango in the ripe state and unripe state. Unripe state, it is bitter, but the same mango, when it is fully ripe, it is sweet. we shall have to wait for this stage, and we shall have to be careful that we may not commit offenses. Then we shall come. It's like a diseased patient. If he follows the regulations given by the physician and takes the medicine, then surely he will be cured. Therefore, Parikrit Maharaj said that the chanting is for the persons who are liberated. Actually, chanting can be perfectly done by persons who are already liberated. But those who are not liberated, then he says, bhavoshadi. But it is the medicine of this material entanglement for becoming liberated. That is also, it is also medicine. When we are liberated, we'll chant and release what is actually love of God. That is liberation. But even if we are not liberated, this will act as medicine to become liberated. So any stage, nidvittakasayilupagiyamana bhagavushadhi, those who are chanting, they will be liberated. And another thing is, for the common man who are not serious, chotramano virama, they will hear and they will enjoy. Oh, it's very nice. Just like Jagai Madhai. Jagai Madhai, they are rogues. Rogues, and Nityananda Prabhu delivered them. But when they were rogues, the Vaishnavas were chanting Hare Krishna, and these two brothers, one of them was appreciating. These rascals chant very nicely. They are calling these rascals, but appreciate. So, we get some appreciation from the common man. They also give some contribution. And they call us, they invite us, because there is appreciation also. The three stages. Actually, chanting is possible in the liberated state. But even if we are not liberated state, it will act as medicine to bring us to the liberated platform. Nidvitta tarse irupagiyamana bhavoshadhi chotra maneo virava. And for the common man, it is very pleasant. Pleasing also. Hare Krishna. They also sometimes imitate, sometimes join. Because it is nice also. Just like sometimes on the street, some boy greet us, Hare Krishna. They have no interest, but still they are taking interest. It is so nice, you see. So, the three stages, liberated stages, and apprentice stages, and beginning stages. So, Chal Parikrit Maharaj says there are three stages. Babu, Sadi, Chotama. In three ways it is so nice, palatable. So, why one should be aloof from this chant? Ka uttama sloka gunano? Who can be aloof from this chanting or hearing about the activities, pastimes of the uttama sloka, Supreme Personality of Godhead? Vina pasugna. The only person who is pasugna. Pasugna means animal killer. A person who is animal killer, he will not be interested. The animal killer, you can analyze the meaning in two ways. Animal killer means not exactly those who are butchers or ordinary man who kills animal and eat, but In a person who does not take care of his self-realization, he is also animal killer. He is killing himself. He is also animal killer. Because this life is meant for self-realization, but he is not taking interest in self-realization, he is taking pleasure only, just like animals. So I am also an animal, I am killing myself. If I don't take interest in self-realization, and if I glide down again into the cycle of birth and death, then I am killing myself. Suicide. That is our willing killing ourselves, willing. If I know that if I do this, I will be punished like this, and if I still do this, then I am killing myself. So the laws of nature is working. I am completely under the laws of nature. I may declare independence falsely. That doesn't matter. Nature's work is gone. And what is that? Nature's what? Devidhisha gunami mamama. Nature is also Krishna's nature. This material nature is Krishna's nature. So, material nature is not bad itself. He is also engaged in service of Krishna. Just like the police force as the department of government is not bad. It is doing faithfully service to the government. It is bad to me because I am criminal. Otherwise, police force as it is, department is not bad. Do you think that government is maintaining a nonsense bad department? No. It is serving the government. But it is bad for the criminal. Similarly, this Maya, the external energy, the Maya, it is bad for those who are godless, for themselves. For them, Maya is. Otherwise, for the body, there is no influence of Maya. Devidhi Sagunamai Mama Maya Durutta in the Bhagavad Gita, you will find the Maya is strong only, it is very difficult to surpass the laws of nature for whom who is not surrendered soul to Krishna. The Maya, Mami Mudha Prabhupada Maya Me Sankara. If you are not criminal, what business you have got with the police department? Nothing. Let the police department remain. You have nothing to do. Neither police department has any jurisdiction to come and disturb you. No. You live peacefully, lawfully, there is no. Similarly, if we do not become Krishna conscious, while you have got this opportunity, this human form of life, you can understand what is Krishna. And if we willfully do not take to this consciousness, then the Maya will act. Therefore, just like if a person knows that I am committing these sinful activities, I will be arrested by the police and maybe I will be hanged, I will have to give my life. He knows it, but he does it. That means willfully he is killing. He is making suicide. Similarly, if we know that so long we do not become Krishna conscious, the Maya will punish me in so many ways. In knowing if I do not take care, that means I am committing suicide. So Chaitanya here, Parikshit Maharaj said, Nidvittadarsayirupagiyamana bhavausadichotamanovinama kautamasloka-gunanuvara. Who will not take interest in the matter of understanding Krishna consciousness, Vilapusina, except persons who are animal killer or committing suicide. Therefore, this verse says that even though there is no any poetic rhetorical arrangement or grammatical arrangement, nice words arrangement, if simply there is glorification of the Lord, Hare Krishna. So Hare Krishna, this is two words or 16 words or three words, it will be appealed. It will appeal to the devotee, to the great source. But if you organize a great political meeting, they will not go there. Just like in our country, we are seeing the Mahatma Gandhi was given the title Mahatma. You can give your any title. Nobody objects. Just like in Bengali we say, Kana Chelen Nam Paddalochan. Paddalochan means very beautiful lotus eye. But one mother has got a child who is born blind. Out of her love, she has given the name Paddalochan, lotus eye. So that she can give, because she loves the child, even if she is blind, that's her fame. Oh, my boy, my child is Padalocha. Similarly, this Mahatma, this title you can give to any person you like, but it has a meaning, Mahatma. That meaning, Mahatma, is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Mahatma anustumang prartha daivi prakriti maasrita. Mahatma means who is not under the material energy, but he is under the spiritual energy. And what is the symptom that one is under the spiritual energy? That he has no other business except executing Krishna consciousness. That's all. That is the symptom. Mahatmanustumang prartha daivi prakriti maasrita bhajanti ananya manusha. He has no other business except Krishna. That is Mahatma. That is explained in Bhagavad. So the people gave a title, this Gandhi, a politician. His business was how to get independence politically. He was given the title Mahatma. So, this Mahatma, when there was meeting, hundreds of thousands people gathered, but no, actually there are persons in India who are called sadhus, sadhu samaj, a great number, a small number. There are 3 million in India still. There is statistics. 3 million persons who are in renounced order of sadhu, they are called sadhu. They do not come. So these 3 million Mahatmas, those who are engaged, they may be, some of them may be impersonalists, some of them may be yogis, some of them are devotees, that doesn't matter. Because they are also engaged in understanding the absolute truth. The impersonalists, they are in the beginning stage, but they are not materialists. They are not materialists. They are trying to understand the absolute truth. They cannot accommodate the absolute truth. The Supreme can be a person. That is their less intelligent. But they are engaged in searching out. Similarly, yogis, real yogis, not these fat-reducing yogis, I mean to say. They are concerned with understanding the super soul, Paramatma, and the body, they are engaged in serving the Supreme Personality of God. So, all of them are searching about the devotees, that means they are searching, they have found out the real truth. Ishara Paramakrishna, the Supreme. So it is a question of degrees of spiritual understanding. So there are 3 million serious sadhus in India. None of them ever attended such Mahatma Gandhi's meeting, neither they invited Mahatma Gandhi. No. They never recognized. Because what they have got to do with these political affairs? Just like, they know this is the business of the crows. The crows will take interest in such meeting. Puna puna charvita charvana. Puna puna charvita charvana. What these politicians will do? They'll simply make plans. That's all. Hitler will make one plan. Mussolini will make one plan. Churchill will make another plan. Your Roosevelt will make another plan. Gandhi will make another. Simply plan-making business, they will never be able to bring any peace or prosperity in the world. That is not possible. Because it is under the grip of Maya. They do not know. The peace and prosperity means surrender to Krishna. Then you become out of the clutches of Maya. That secret they do not know. They are simply making plans, that's all. So plan-making, we'll always be frustrated. So simply agitation. It has no meaning. Therefore, those who are transcendentalists, they know this is crows meeting. Because sometimes you have not seen crows meeting. Caw, 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 caw. They're passing resolution, you see. You have seen crows meeting?
Yeah.
Huh? They have also meeting, crows meeting. If you kill one cow, you'll see thousands of cow will crows. Thousands of crows will come and hold their meeting. Oh, one crow is dead by the human being. He says, and if the man is detected, this man has killed, these crows will hurt the head of that man. They will come in flocks. Yes. I've seen in India. Yes. They sometimes attack. So they have got also their own defensive measure. The crows meeting. They are not interested. All these political affairs or so-called social affairs and resolution, because they know this is not the method of becoming peaceful or prosperous. This is not the method. Without ring binana miting taranti, without God consciousness, nobody can be happy. Therefore, if we write something, if a devotee writes something about Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, yes, Srimad Bhagavat says that tad bhagavisarga janatadha viplava. Such kind of creative energy which is trying to put something for understanding of Krishna consciousness, janatadha viplava. That brings a revolution to the people for killing the effect of sinful activities. Janata, agha. Janata means people in general. And agha, agha means sins. That can be, by such literature, spreading such literature, Krishna consciousness literature, there will be a revolution in the sinful activities of the people in general. Janata agha viplava. Vinapi padachada bhagavadjasa pradhanam vata pavitra mityaha tadabhaga pavitra. It is so pure. It, what is called? Disinfectant. The whole world is infected with the Maya's influence. And this Krishna consciousness movement, Hare Krishna mantra, is disinfectant. Very sure. disinfectant. Tadbhāga viṣṭvāga janatāga viṣṭvāga. Bhagavad jasa pradhāna bhata pavitta nida tadbhāga. Chacha asu bhāga viṣṭvāga bhāca priyaga janāna samoha janatā tasya abhaṁ viplāvati nāsa. Viplāva means it kills. Because disinfectant. For example, we can see. Now, how this Krishna consciousness movement is disinfecting, that those who are seriously taken to it, they immediately stop the sinful infections, the four principal regulatory principles, illicit sex life, intoxication, gambling, and meeting. How disinfectant it is. These four principles increase sinful activities. All other sinful activities will come, one after another, one after another. Stealing, then cheating, then so many other things will come if we follow these four principles. And if we stop these four principles, then the switch is off of committing further sinful activities. You must know that. It is, and how it can be maintained? By this disinfectant method, chanting Hare Krishna. Otherwise, it is not simply by theoretical knowledge you will not do. It is disinfectant, actually. Janatāna viplava. It stops further sinful activities of that person. And if we continue that, well, I have got a disinfectant method, chanting Hare Krishna, therefore I can go on committing these four principles of sin, I will be infected, just like in the Christian church they go confess. That's all right, confessing is disinfectant. But how is that? You again do it. What is the meaning? You go to church, confess, that's very nice. Now your sinful activities is neutralized, that's all right. But why you are committing again? What is the answer? What will be the possible answer if I ask any Christian gentleman that you are committing sinful activities, all right, confessing in the church before Lord Jesus Christ, His Supremacy, all Supremacy, or God. Your sinful activities are all neutralized, excuse, that's all. But why you are committing again? What will be the answer?
They will confess again.
They will confess again. That means it has become a business. Is it? That I commit, that is not the idea. Now at this offensive, we have noted the offensive list, that private, that nāmnāt balāt jasahi pāpa buddhi. Anyone who thinks like that because I have got this disinfectant method, so I shall commit sinful activities and I will chant Hare Krishna and it will be neutralized. So that is the greatest thing. So my manager has supplied morphia preparation to an unlicensed doctor, medical practitioner. And in India there are many so-called medical practitioners. They are compounders, and after, because there is scarcity of medical men, so there was one compounder. Somehow or other, he took supply of morphia preparation from my manager. But the license was in my name and the proprietor. So I was called by the magistrate. So he asked my explanation, why you have done this. So I gave my explanation I am, of course, I am proprietor, the license is my name, But actually, the business is done by my assistant, manager. So they have done it. In future, I shall be sick. There will be no such mistake. So, I was excused. But that does not mean that I shall again do that and again ask excuse, because I confess that does not mean I never get excused. It is a common sense. So the persons who are trying to commit sinful activities on the strength of some spiritual activity, they are the greatest sinners. Nāna bala jasahi pāpavudhi. That is not allowed. You can neutralize your sinful activities by some spiritual act, but that does not mean this is called hostisna. That is also explained. Hostisna. Hostisna means bathing of the elephant. The elephant goes into the reservoir of water, takes bath very nicely, and as soon as come on the land, again takes some dust and throws over the body. So, that sort of purification is not required. Once purified, don't commit again. So, Harinam, Hare Krishna mantra has got power to purify, but that does not mean that we shall commit again and purify it. That process is not this Hare Krishna mantra. You have got that list, certain kinds of offenses. In that it is written there that you cannot commit offense on the strength of Hare Krishna mantra. Yes, that's it. So, tadvāga-viśarga-janatāga-viplava viplāyati, it vanquishes, it nullifies, it neutralizes. That's a fact. Nāsayati just mean bhāga-viśarga avaddha bhāsvara vaddhattapi apasabdādi yuktopi pratislokam anantasya jasasa ankitāni nāmāni bhavanti. So such kind of Hare Krishna mantra, sometimes just like you are chanting, you add the mantras, because it is not your language, so sometimes it appears broken. Just like guru, sometimes you say guru. Guru means cow, and guru means spiritual master. So, the difference of meaning is vast. Spiritual master is not a cow, or a bull. But sometimes, because it is not your language, that doesn't matter. Because Bhavagra is Janardana. Krishna is within you. He knows what you want to chant. Therefore, he takes the meaning of guru and not guru. Even it is spoken as guru. That doesn't matter. Bhavagra is Janardana. See, Krishna knows that what you are actually, just like I know, that although you are speaking guru as guru, I don't take offense, because I know that your desire is something else. I do not protest. That you are addressing me guru, I am not guru. So, that is not a fault. So similarly it is said that jasmin pratisloko avaddhavatyam. If somebody does not know how to spell, how to say, but his idea is there, avaddhavatyam, because he wants to chant the holy name of the Supreme Lord, Namani, Ananta. Ananta means the unlimited. His name is being chanted. Namani Ananta, Anantasya, Jasankitani. and his glorification is concerned, the effect is nandigayanti granthisara. Those who are actually advanced transcendentally, they will appreciate, oh, how nice is that. How nice is that. Although there is broken language of guru instead of guru, that will be appreciated. But on the other hand, where there is no such intention, composition, but there's no, just like there are so many poets, they give you nice ideas, hallucination, really poetic idea, just like our Ginsberg. Ginsberg gives so many poetic ideas, people throng, Ginsberg is speaking. There is, now he's chanting, of course, Hare Krishna. But in his poetry, there is very rarely you can find about here. So anyway, these things are not appealing to the persons who are really transcendent. But a composition which is, even in broken language, it is meant for glorifying the Supreme Lord, that is appreciated. Sinanti, Gayanti, Gunanti. Sinanti means they very attentively hear. Sinanti. Sinanti means hear. Sinanti, Gayanti also repeats the chant. Gayanti and Gunanti. Gunanti means the take also. It is very nice. It is very nice composition. Sinanti, Gayanti. This is the distinction. One side, however nice it may be, poetically, rhetorically, but if there is no glorification of the unlimited Supreme Lord, it is rejected by the hansas. Just like the pleasure, hunting place for the crows is never accepted by the swans. Similarly, these kinds of literature. Now, try to understand how Narad Muni is chastising his disciple, like Vyas said, that you have created some literature which will be enjoyed by the crow classmen. He compiled Vedanta Sutra. Still Narad Muni chastising that your composition will be liked by the crow classmen, not the swan classmen. Actually, you will find so many so-called Vedanta philosophers. The Mayavadis are called Vedantis. The Ramakrishna Mission here, they are also preaching Vedanta philosophy. They are called Vedanta Chargers in Los Angeles. And in New York, there is a Vedanta, what is that? Vedanta Society. But you actually find they are enjoyed by crow classmen. Because they do not know what was the intention of writing Vedanta philosophy. That Vedanta philosophy explanation is Srimadha Bhagavatam. That's the actually did it. Bhasang Bhamma Sutranam. Therefore, Bhagavata begins with the first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra, Janmadvastha Jaka. The author himself explains because he knew under after the instruction of Narad Muni, he could understand that what fault I have done by writing this Vedanta Sutra, because that will be misinterpreted by the crow classmen. Therefore, I must write my own commentary of the Vedanta Sutra so that swan classmen will enjoy. That is the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jasmine, Jasasang Namani. Atra Hetu Jajjani namani sadhava mahanta bhaktari isati sannanti sruto isati jinnanti annadatu swayamava gayanti tirtanti. So, indirectly, he hinted that you should compile one first-class literature which the swan-class men will hear, will chant, and will learn. So far what you have done, that will be enjoyed by the crow class men. But you do something which will be enjoyed by the, then you will be satisfied. Otherwise you will not be satisfied. That was his indirect thing. You are not satisfied by even after compiling Vedanta Sutra, that means, that indicates that these literatures will not be satisfactory for the swan class of men, the Paramahansa. Paramahansa means the topmost transcendental. The secret is that is given in the Vedic literature. Jashasti bhakti bhagavat atinchana. Jasya devi parabhakti jatha devi tatha guru tasya ite kadhita hasya prakashanti mahatana. The transcendental knowledge becomes revealed. To whom it becomes revealed? It becomes revealed to such person who has got unflinching love for Krishna and for the Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita also says, Guru Krishna Kripa Paya Bhakti Lata. One can come to the spiritual perfectional state or come to the spiritual platform by the mercy of Krishna and the Krishna. Jatha Deve Tatha Guru. And as he has got unflinching faith in Krishna, similarly he has got unflinching faith in Sri Krishna. So Chaitanya Kavita Dhatta, all these Vedic literature and their purport and their meaning will be received to him. So Chaitanya Kavita Dhatta Prakashante, it becomes revealed, Prakashante, Mahatma. So that we have to prepare. We have to prepare ourselves so that at the time of death we may ante Narayana Smriti. At the time of death we can one think of Krishna. Then our life is successful. It is said in Bengali that bhajan kara sadhan kara matte jan leha. What is that? That whatever spiritual advancement you are doing, that's all life. The test will be at the time of your death. Examination. That is the point of examination. And what is the mental state at that time? It's a difficult job. That's what you have to practice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this way, unconsciously or consciously, he simply can remember Hare Krishna, then all life is complete. This is the most scientific method. Simply if he can remember, it doesn't require how far you are educated, how far you are scholar, no. Ante Narayana, Kitava Janma Sakulam, then the Parikshit Maharaj was to die in 7 days. Therefore, he Sridhar Goswami, out of his own effort, came because he knew Parikshit Maharaj was a great king and great devotee. It is from his childhood, it is described, just like this child is playing his deity. Parikshit Maharaj used to play with deities. We had also the opportunity from our father to play with deities. So, these are great opportunities to get ideas and training. Really, this is the training, this is association. Simply by associating with this member, this chanting, regulative chanting, dancing and taking prasad, he is being educated. Highly educated. Tanmanne Aditam Uttamam. One who has learned about the devotional service, then he is to be understood highly educated. That is the recommendation by Prahlad Maharaj. So actually, we don't require any other education. This association will give anyone who will come, as a child or old man, that doesn't matter. He will be highly educated. But because we are in this material world, therefore we have to get some education. But that is secondary. Real education is this. Just like you are doing, or rising early in the morning, Mangala Arati, Sankirtan, and then this regulative principle, this is real education. It does not require any academic education. It is simply practice. Tanmanne adhita uttamam. That is Prahlad Maharaj's recommendation. So, Narad Muni is inducing his disciple, Vyasa, to write Srimad Bhagavatam, which will be heard, and Sinanti will be accepted, and Agnanti. Sinanti, Gayanti, and chant. Because those who are actually in the translate, they accept Srimad Bhagavatam Avalam Puranam Jasmin Paramhamsa Giyate. Paramhamsa Sanghita. This is Paramhamsa Sangha. This Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for the topmost transcendentalists. It is not for ordinary, not for the impersonalists or for the yogis. The topmost transcendentalist means devotee. Because Krishna said, who is transcendentalist? Who wants to know God? He is transcendentalist, not ordinary person. Then who is topmost transcendentalist? The devotees. Why? Why not the yogis and the jnanins, impersonalists and the meditators about why they are not? Because Krishna said that Bhaktam Amabhijana Tijavan Jastrami Tattata. Only through devotional service one can understand. So therefore we have to cultivate this devotional service, and then our ultimate goal of life to understand the absolute truth, our relationship with him, that will be perfectly done. Thank you.